Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jordan, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend, Bill Brandt, back to the show. Bill is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. We're going to be right out of high school. President and CEO of Development Specialists, Inc. Folks, he's a global problem solver. Companies and countries depend on his wisdom, his peace. And of course, he delivers all of that with great humility. It's awesome to watch. Bill Brandt, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim, and thank you for the nice intro.
You're welcome. Hey, Bill, I love having you on the show. One of the reasons is because of your global perspective, the people you talk to. I know you've been in communication with people all over the world. Your tea leaves are pretty amazing. As you look out across the global economy, there's a lot of things going bump in the night out there, a lot of scary stuff. What are you seeing? What is your assessment as of right now?
Well, my assessment, I think, right now, Jim, is that the verdict is mixed, and I do believe that there is going to be a second wave of this pandemic. You're seeing this already in
globally, or regionally, or what do you think?
It's going to be globally. I mean, you're seeing it already in Europe. You're seeing Boris Johnson now having to lock down the UK. But it's going to trail a bit depending on climate. But
well, Bill, I just had some of my members, my Brain Trust members from Israel on Monday, and they're just in their second lockdown. Only country to do it twice. Yeah.
Well, they're about to be joined by the second country to do it twice, which will be the UK, so in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
So I think that's coming. And, if you take a look at the more specific trends, Jim, it's trending up in France. It's trending up in Germany, a lot in Eastern Europe. So, look, it's late September. We all aren't truly indoors yet. The next couple of months are going to tell a tale. We'll see. But the impact of this, if you ask me, is – think about your typical Christmas season. Right now, people will be making plans to get away for the holidays, maybe come to New York, where I am this morning, to shop on Fifth Avenue. The merchants would be getting incredible amounts of holiday inventory in right now.
And the side streets would be totally blocked with trucks unloading.
And none of that's going to happen, Jim. And so, the people are going to shop online, so there's going to be shopping still. Gifts are going to be given. But the impact of that on the sales tax revenue from most of these cities,
right.
The impact of that on tourism, on hotels,
well,
on
airlines. The employment, the people who are in the stores aren't going to have – they're not going to be working. They're not part of the e-commerce site.
Jim, it's not just the people in the stores. It's the people who clean the stores.
Yeah.
It's the people who,
we were just
who,
talking
who
about them
displays,
in the last segment. Yeah.
Who sell displays to the stores. It's the people who deliver to the stores.
The restaurants around the corner that feed the shoppers?
Correct. Even the old the fast kind of fast food restaurants are not going to be impacted.
The Uber drivers, the cab drivers. It's the fabric of the marketplace that's being disrupted. And why do you think we're seeing another surge? This is evidence of the durability and the determination of this disease. You can almost call it a determination, can't you?
Yeah, I think the viruses mutate. They mutate quickly until there's a vaccine. And, Jim, I think the people who were saying back in the spring of last year, I wasn't one of them, by the way, so I stand corrected, that things weren't going to get back to normal until there was a working vaccine. I'm now tending to think...
Yeah.
You could maybe find a way to get back to normal, but the large group of the population, the larger group, is not going to trust it until there is a vaccine. So you can preach about let's start trying to do this and get back to normal. But, my own folks in my own offices around around the country. You know, there's a lot of younger ladies and gentlemen who work in the offices who are reluctant to take public transportation for reasons we can understand.
Yeah.
And so, and working from home has turned out to be okay. It's not great. And
right.
People who said that it's going to change your life forever are, they're right about it changing your life. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's going to supplant offices, I'm not entirely sure of that. It may downsize some offices, but people are missing the interaction and the camaraderie.
The culture of the company, and especially what as I pointed out, how do you instill the mothership culture into new people who were never at the mothership? You know, that's another thing. That's a latent issue down the road that's going to be coming up. So, Bill, hold on to that thought, folks. This is important reporting from somebody who's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on across out there. We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Bill Brandt after the break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.